play that touches on universal themes can always find new life on the stage, as productions of Shakespeare and other classic artists remind us year after year. Othello is more than its share of those themes. Race, jealousy, and lust all get thrown into a rich stew, and events unfold pretty quickly. Othello is a powerful man with a long way to fall, and fall he does. Our Kevin Garcia Doyle is directing the Hawaii Shakespeare Festival production of the tragedy. It opens this weekend. He's with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess one of the choices with Othello is which universal theme to emphasize, right? Because you can kind of take your pick, can't you?
We've decided in this production to obviously to pull the jealousy forward a little bit. But as we've been looking at the play, one of the things that's been very important to us has been how kind of the Elizabethan social structure of God on top, the devil on the bottom, and then, you know, king's man, woman below man, and so on and so forth, how that has kind of had a lasting repercussion over the years. I mean, Othello is certainly an oppressed figure in the show, but so are the women in the production. And that's one of the major angles we've been looking at as we've been working on the show.
There's a tendency for the women in Othello, the wives of of Othello and Iago, to be acted upon rather than acting, yeah?
Exactly. And my assistant director, Amanda Stone, and I have worked hard to try to pull Amelia and Desdemona to the front a little bit more. There's scenes that we've left in the play that are usually cut from most productions. Othello can be a very long play. The running time, if you do the whole play, could be upwards of 4 hours. Mm-hmm. We've edited it significantly, but we've tried to edit it to keep a strong focus on Amelia and Desdemona.
Well, let's just let's give a quick plot recap just to get everybody on board with it.
Sure.
Othello is a man of great power, a victorious general.
Correct.
He has eloped with the wife of a senator.
Well, the daughter of a senator,
Venetian senator.
Yeah, he's eloped with her, and that's the seed that starts the play. His assistant is a man named Iago who, for reasons of his own, wants to bring about Othello's downfall and manipulates Othello's perception of certain things to make Othello believe that Desdemona has been unfaithful to him, which then sends Othello spiraling into a jealous rage, jealous and murderous rage.
And one of the options that you have in any production is just how gullible, how easily does Othello fly into this rage on what at first is pretty scanty evidence.
Yeah.
A scarf left in the wrong place, that kind of thing.
There's a great line that Amelia, Iago's wife, has about how jealous people aren't jealous for a reason. They're jealous because they're jealous. And we've dropped a couple of little hints early on that Othello is a slightly jealous person to begin with, and that little spark is there, and Iago is an astute enough judge of human nature that he fans something that already exists within Othello. You know, we all can have the ability to be wonderful, intelligent people or horrible, terrible people. And I think one of the things that's interesting about this is how easy it is to fall down that rabbit hole of believing something that isn't true with all your heart on very little evidence. We've talked a little bit about doomsday cults and how a doomsday cult that when the day that the world is supposed to end comes around and the world doesn't end, they still insist that they were right.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit similar to what Othello goes through. Even as the evidence starts piling up that Desdemona is not guilty, he fights it till the very end. And it's only when there's that last final piece of evidence that proves that his whole belief system about her being jealous is false that he has that moment of recognition reversal that's so important in a great tragedy, the moment he realizes the fault in himself and takes action to change his course.
Which has to happen after the after it's too late.
Absolutely, absolutely. As in all great tragedies, you realize what a terrible person you are after you've already been terrible.
How self-aware is he as far as the flaw that jealousy is? Is it his line about jealousy is the green-eyed monster?
It's Iago's line. I think Othello is not aware of it, and that's actually part of why it's so easy to play on it. Mm-hmm. People often are not aware of the things that the thing, their personality traits that are maybe not so positive. He has Othello has a wonderful speech about how he's not a jealous person. It starts with would I make a lie of jealousy, and he justifies that he's not a jealous person, but if he knows that there's proof that something's happening, he's going to take action.
Yeah.
So he doesn't think he's jealous. He thinks he's looking for evidence. He thinks that he doesn't act until he sees evidence, which of course is what he does as a general.
Yeah,
so he's his military training of look for evidence and act on it actually works against him a little bit here. So you asked if Othello is aware of his own jealousy. I think Othello is aware that he's great man that has worked very hard to get to where he is in a society where everything is working against him, and that's also part of the pressure that's under him. You know, if you can imagine having to act like a different person every day of your life and still get insulted by your community all the time, in some ways Othello has to be whiter than the white world that surrounds him in order to be accepted at that level. So what Q, the actor playing in Othello, when talked about is he's already kind of a pressure cooker. He's just not aware of it yet. And when that little crack happens in his personality, that's when everything starts bursting out. And Q embodies that really spectacularly over the course of the show.
Well, he's used by society in the way society might use a great athlete or a great entertainer. We need you for this.
Exactly.
And essentially this, in the case of a general, is solve a problem with violence.
Exactly.
Which is what he knows how to do. So you kind of, society unleashes him.
Yep.
Right, they're talking about sending him off to a new war.
Oh, yeah.
Because they need him. He's the man of action. They just talk about it.
And the fascinating thing about the way Shakespeare writes this is they send him off to the war in Cyprus and the war immediately ends. So he's gone off with this intention to go to war, and the war that he's planning on fighting doesn't happen, and he ends up fighting a war with himself and his wife.
He's got the pent-up warrior rage that has to go somewhere.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. It's a brilliantly written play.
You can always find, you reread a Shakespeare play and you find something new every time, don't you?
I watch it every night, and every night I go, oh, that's something that I hadn't realized before. That's something I should have realized when I started working on it 2 years ago.
Well, it's too late now, right?
That's right. Well, it's never too late, but,
you know,
it's later.
it's great to let the production take on its own
exactly.
life. That's the point you're at now. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. R. Kevin Garcia Doyle is the director of the Hawaii Shakespeare Festival production of Othello. Opens this Friday, runs until August 23rd at the Arts at Mark's Garage on Nu'uanu Avenue in downtown Honolulu. And details are on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.